Chapter 95. Fuel Cells and Advanced Technologies. Fuel Cell Technology. Background. A fuel cell is an electrochemical device in which the chemical energy of hydrogen and oxygen is converted into electrical energy. The principle of the fuel cell was first discovered in 1639 by Sir William Grove, a Welsh physician. In the 1950s, National Aeronautics and Space Administration put this principle to work in building devices for powering space exploration vehicles. Fuel cells are being developed to power homes and vehicles while producing low or zero emissions. See Figure 95-1. Parts and operation. The chemical reaction in a fuel cell is the opposite of electrolysis. Electrolysis is the process in which electrical current is passed through water in order to break it into its components, hydrogen and oxygen. While energy is required to bring about electrolysis, this same energy can be retrieved by allowing hydrogen and oxygen to reunite in a fuel cell. While hydrogen can be used as a fuel, it is not an energy source. Instead, hydrogen is only an energy carrier, as energy must be expended to generate the hydrogen and store it so it can be used as a fuel. Hydrogen-powered battery. A fuel cell is a hydrogen-powered battery. Hydrogen is an excellent fuel because it has a very high specific energy when compared to an equivalent amount of fossil fuel. 1 kilogram of hydrogen has 3 times the energy content as 1 kilogram of gasoline. Hydrogen is the most common element on Earth, but it does not exist by itself in nature. Hydrogen is 14 times lighter than air. Hydrogen sources. Hydrogen is a low-carbon, non-toxic fuel that is domestically produced from local resources. This is because its natural tendency is to react with oxygen in the atmosphere to form water. Hydrogen is also found in many other compounds, such as natural gas or crude oil. In order to store hydrogen for use as a fuel, different processes must be undertaken to separate it from these materials. See Figure 95-2. Refer to Figure 95-1. Ford Motor Company has produced a number of demonstration fuel cell vehicles based on the Ford Focus. Refer to Figure 95-2. Hydrogen does not exist by itself in nature. Energy must be expended to separate it from other, more complex materials. Advantages of a fuel cell. A fuel cell can be used to move a vehicle by generating electricity to power electric drive motors, as well as powering the remainder of the electrical system of the vehicle. Advantages include the following. Because they are powered by hydrogen and oxygen, fuel cells by themselves do not generate carbon emissions, such as CO2. Instead, their only emissions are water vapor and heat, and this makes the fuel cell an ideal candidate for a ZEV, or zero-emission vehicle. A fuel cell is also much more energy efficient than a typical internal combustion engine. While a vehicle powered by an internal combustion engine is anywhere from 15% to 20% efficient, a fuel cell vehicle can achieve efficiencies upward of 40%. Fuel cells have very few moving parts and have the potential to be very reliable. Vehicle manufacturers have spent many years and millions of dollars in order to develop a low-cost, durable, and compact fuel cell that operates satisfactorily under all driving conditions. See Figure 95-3. A fuel cell vehicle, abbreviated FCV, uses the fuel cell as its only source of power, whereas a fuel cell hybrid vehicle, abbreviated FCHV, also has an electrical storage device that can be used to power the vehicle. Most new designs of fuel cell vehicles are now based on a hybrid configuration due to the significant increase in efficiency and drivability that can be achieved with this approach. See Figure 95-4. Refer to Figure 95-3. The Mercedes-Benz B-Class fuel cell car was introduced in 2005. Refer to Figure 95-4. The Toyota fuel cell hybrid vehicle is based on the Highlander platform and uses much of Toyota Hybrid Synergy Drive, abbreviated HSD, technology in its design. Disadvantages of fuel cells. While major automobile manufacturers continue to build demonstration vehicles and work on improving fuel cell system design, no vehicle powered by a fuel cell has been placed into mass production. There are a number of disadvantages of fuel cells, including high cost, lack of refueling infrastructure, safety perception, insufficient vehicle range, lack of durability, cold weather starting problems, and insufficient power density. All of these problems are being actively addressed by researchers, and significant improvements are being made. Once cost and performance levels meet that of current vehicles, fuel cells may be adopted as a mainstream technology. Fuel cell types. There are a number of different types of fuel cells, and these are differentiated by the type of electrolyte that is used in their design. Some electrolytes operate best at room temperature, whereas others are made to operate at up to 1,600 degrees Fahrenheit, or 871 degrees Celsius. The fuel cell design that is best suited for automotive applications is the proton exchange membrane, abbreviated PEM. A proton exchange membrane fuel cell must have hydrogen for it to operate, and this may be stored on the vehicle or generated, as needed, from another type of fuel. There are several types of fuel cells, and except for the proton exchange membrane type, however, most of the others are most suitable for use as power generating units. See chart 95-1 for a comparison of the types of fuel cells and their most common uses. Proton exchange membrane fuel cell operation. The proton exchange membrane fuel cell is also known as a polymer electrolyte fuel cell, abbreviated PEFC. The proton exchange membrane fuel cell is known for its lightweight and compact design, as well as its ability to operate at ambient temperatures. This means that a proton exchange membrane fuel cell can start quickly and produce full power without an extensive warm-up period. The proton exchange membrane is a simple design based on a membrane that is coated on both sides with a catalyst, such as platinum or palladium. There are two electrodes, one located on each side of the membrane. These are responsible for distributing hydrogen and oxygen over the membrane surface, removing waste heat, and providing a path for electrical current flow. The part of the proton exchange membrane fuel cell that contains the membrane, catalyst coatings, and electrodes is known as the membrane electrode assembly, abbreviated MEA. The negative electrode, or anode, has hydrogen gas directed to it, while oxygen is sent to the positive electrode, or cathode. Hydrogen is sent to the negative electrode as H2 molecules, which break apart into hydrogen ions, or protons, in the presence of the catalyst. The electrons from the hydrogen atoms are sent through the external circuit, generating electricity that can be used to perform work. These same electrons are then sent to the positive electrode, where they rejoin the H ions that have passed through the membrane and have reacted with oxygen in the presence of the catalyst. This creates H2O and waste heat, which are the only emissions from a proton exchange membrane fuel cell. See figure 95-5. Fuel cell stacks. A single fuel cell by itself is not particularly useful, as it generates less than 1 volt of electrical potential. It is more common for hundreds of fuel cells to be built together in a fuel cell stack. In this arrangement, the fuel cells are connected in series so the total voltage of the stack is the sum of the individual cell voltages. The fuel cells are placed end to end in the stack, much like slices in a loaf of bread. Automotive fuel cell stacks contain upward of 400 cells in their construction. See figure 95-6. The total voltage of the fuel cell stack is determined by the number of individual cells incorporated into the assembly. The current producing ability of the stack, however, is dependent on the surface area of the electrodes. Since output of the fuel cell stack is related to both voltage and current, voltage times current equals power. Increasing the number of cells or increasing the surface area of the cells increases power output. Some fuel cell vehicles use more than one stack, depending on power output requirements and space limitations. Refer to chart 95-1. Types and details of fuel cells, including those most suitable to stationary power generation rather than for use in a vehicle. Refer to figure 95-5. The polymer electrolyte membrane only allows H+ ions, protons, to pass through it. This means that electrons must follow the external circuit and pass through the load to perform work. Tech tip. Carbon monoxide poisons the proton exchange membrane. Fuel cell catalyst. Purity of the fuel gas is critical with proton exchange membrane fuel cells. If more than 10 parts per million of carbon monoxide is present in the hydrogen stream being fed to the proton exchange membrane anode, the catalyst is gradually poisoned and the fuel cell is eventually disabled. This means that the purity must be 5/9, or 99.999% pure. This is a major concern in vehicles where hydrogen is generated by reforming hydrocarbons, such as gasoline, because it is difficult to remove all carbon monoxide from the hydrogen during the reforming process. In these applications, some means of hydrogen purification must be used to prevent co-poisoning of the catalyst. Figure 95-6. A fuel cell stack is made up of hundreds of individual cells connected in series. Refueling with hydrogen. Fueling procedure. Hydrogen is a compressed gas that is stored above ground at the station. Most hydrogen stations have fuel delivered by a tanker truck, although some stations make their fuel on site. Like CNG, hydrogen is normally sold by the kilogram, or 2.2 pounds. Filling a vehicle takes just minutes and, to obtain extended driving ranges in fuel cell electric vehicles, abbreviated FCEVs, the hydrogen needs to be filled at high pressures. Filling up with hydrogen is very similar to putting propane in a barbecue tank. Just clamp the nozzle onto the receptacle. When the seal is tight, the dispenser pushes high-pressure, gaseous hydrogen into the tank. When the tank is full, the dispenser stops and then the nozzle can be disconnected. To find a hydrogen station, see Figure 95-7. Refer to Figure 95-7. Figure A, a hydrogen fueling station located at a Shell gasoline station in Los Angeles, CA. Figure B, the door on the side is open to show the fill nozzle with shut-off valve. The hydrogen at this station is made on the roof of the dispenser using water and electricity. An electrical current separates the hydrogen from the oxygen in the water, then compresses the hydrogen, which is then sent to a storage tank, also on the roof. Pressures used. The two most commonly used pressures at hydrogen filling stations include H35 equals 35 megapascals, or 5000 psi, and H70 equals 70 megapascals, or 10,000 psi. The higher the pressure, the more hydrogen can be added to the onboard storage tanks. The speed of hydrogen fueling is directly related to the amount of cooling that the dispenser allows to offset the heat of compression. The three temperatures that are used to supply hydrogen include T40 station hydrogen at minus 40 degrees Celsius, or minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. T30 station hydrogen at minus 30 degrees Celsius, or minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. And T20 station hydrogen at minus 20 degrees Celsius, or minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. SAE J2601. SAE International created standard J2601 is the standard for hydrogen fueling protocol of hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicles. This standard is used worldwide for hydrogen fueling stations. The standard J2601 fueling protocol uses a simple control in which the dispenser fuels until the target pressure is reached, based on initial start conditions, giving a consistent hydrogen fueling. Therefore, H70, T40, or 10,000 psi at minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit, fueling dispenser enables this fast fueling by providing hydrogen fuel to the fuel cell vehicle in usually less than 3 minutes. Direct methanol fuel cells. Purpose and function. High-pressure cylinders are one method of storing hydrogen onboard a vehicle for use in a fuel cell. This is a simple and lightweight storage method, but often does not provide sufficient vehicle driving range. Another approach has been to fuel a modified proton exchange membrane fuel cell with liquid methanol instead of hydrogen gas. See Figure 95-8. Refer to Figure 95-8. A direct methanol fuel cell uses a methanol water solution for fuel instead of hydrogen gas. Operation. Methanol is most often produced from natural gas and has the chemical formula KEO. It has a higher energy density than gaseous hydrogen because it exists in a liquid state at normal temperatures, and is easier to handle since no compressor or other high-pressure equipment is needed. This means that a fuel cell vehicle can be refueled with a liquid instead of high-pressure gas, which makes the refueling process simpler and produces a greater vehicle driving range. See Figure 95-9. Disadvantages. Unfortunately, direct methanol fuel cells suffer from a number of problems, not the least of which is the corrosive nature of methanol itself. This means that methanol cannot be stored in existing tanks and, thus, requires a separate infrastructure for handling and storage. Another problem is fuel crossover, in which methanol makes its way across the membrane assembly and diminishes performance of the cell. Direct methanol fuel cells also require much greater amounts of catalyst in their construction, which leads to higher costs. These challenges are leading researchers to look for alternative electrolyte materials and catalysts to lower cost and improve cell performance. Note: direct methanol fuel cells are not likely to see service in automotive applications. However, they are well suited for low power applications, such as cell phones or laptop computers. Refer to Figure 95-9. A direct methanol fuel cell can be refueled similar to a gasoline-powered vehicle. Frequently asked question. What is the role of the humidifier in a proton exchange membrane fuel cell? The polymer electrolyte membrane assembly in a proton exchange membrane fuel cell acts as a conductor of positive ions and as a gas separator. However, it can perform these functions effectively only if it is kept moist. A fuel cell vehicle uses an air compressor to supply air to the positive electrodes of each cell, and this air is sometimes sent through a humidifier first to increase its moisture content. The humid air then comes in contact with the membrane assembly and keeps the electrolyte damp and functioning correctly. Fuel cell vehicle systems. Fuel cell humidifiers. Water management inside a proton exchange membrane fuel cell is critical. Too much water can prevent oxygen from making contact with the positive electrode. Too little water can allow the electrolyte to dry out and lower its conductivity. The amount of water and where it resides in the fuel cell is also critical in determining at how low a temperature the fuel cell starts, because water freezing in the fuel cell can prevent it from starting. The role of the humidifier is to achieve a balance where it is providing sufficient moisture to the fuel cell by recycling water that is evaporating at the cathode. The humidifier is located in the air line leading to the cathode of the fuel cell stack. See Figure 95-10. Some newer proton exchange membrane designs manage the water in the cells in such a way that there is no need to pre-humidify the incoming reactant gases. This eliminates the need for the humidifier assembly and makes the system simpler overall. Refer to Figure 95-10. Powertrain layout in a Honda FCX fuel cell vehicle. Note the use of a humidifier behind the fuel cell stack to maintain moisture levels in the membrane electrode assemblies. Refer to Figure 95-11. The Honda FCX uses one large radiator for cooling the fuel cell, and two smaller ones on either side for cooling drivetrain components. Fuel cell cooling systems. Heat is generated by the fuel cell during normal operation. Excess heat can lead to a breakdown of the polymer electrolyte membrane, so a liquid cooling system must be utilized to remove waste heat from the fuel cell stack. One of the major challenges for engineers in this regard is the fact that the heat generated by the fuel cell is classified as low-grade heat. This means that there is only a small difference between the temperature of the coolant and that of the ambient air. Heat transfers very slowly under these conditions, so heat exchangers with a much larger surface area must be used. See Figure 95-11. Fortunately, it is possible to generate methanol from biomass and wood waste. Methanol made from renewable resources is carbon neutral, because no extra carbon is being released into the atmosphere than what was originally absorbed by the plants used to make the methanol. In some cases, heat exchangers may be placed in other areas of the vehicle when available space at the front of the engine compartment is insufficient. In the case of Toyota fuel cell hybrid vehicle, an auxiliary heat exchanger is located underneath the vehicle to increase the cooling system heat rejection capacity. See Figure 95-12. An electric water pump and a fan drive motor are used to enable operation of the fuel cell cooling system. These and other support devices use electrical power that is generated by the fuel cell and, therefore, tend to decrease the overall efficiency of the vehicle. Refer to Figure 95-12. Space is limited at the front of the Toyota fuel cell hybrid vehicle engine compartment, so an auxiliary heat exchanger is located under the vehicle to help cool the fuel cell stack. Frequently asked question. When is methanol considered to be a carbon neutral fuel? Most of the methanol in the world is produced by reforming natural gas. Natural gas is a hydrocarbon, but does not increase the carbon content of our atmosphere as long as it remains in reservoirs below the surface. However, natural gas that is used as a fuel causes extra carbon to be released into the atmosphere, which is said to contribute to global warming. Natural gas is not a carbon-neutral fuel, and neither is methanol that is made from natural gas. Air supply pumps. Air must be supplied to the fuel cell stack at the proper pressure and flow rate to enable proper performance under all driving conditions. This function is performed by an onboard air supply pump that compresses atmospheric air and supplies it to the fuel cell positive electrode, or cathode. This pump is often driven by a high-voltage electric drive motor. Fuel cell hybrid vehicles. Purpose and function. Hybridization tends to increase efficiency in vehicles with conventional drivetrains, as energy that was once lost during braking and otherwise normal operation is instead stored for later use in a high-voltage battery. This same advantage can be gained by applying the hybrid design concept to fuel cell vehicles. Whereas the fuel cell is the only power source in a fuel cell vehicle, the fuel cell hybrid vehicle relies on both the fuel cell and an electrical storage device for motive power. Drivability is also enhanced with this design, as the electrical storage device is able to supply energy immediately to the drive motors and overcome any throttle lag on the part of the fuel cell. Refer to Figure 95-13. The secondary battery in a fuel cell hybrid vehicle is made up of many individual cells connected in series, much like a fuel cell stack. Secondary batteries. All hybrid vehicle designs require a means of storing electrical energy that is generated during regenerative braking and other applications. In most fuel cell hybrid vehicle designs, a high-voltage nickel metal hydride battery pack is used as a secondary battery. This is most often located near the back of the vehicle, either under or behind the rear passenger seat. See Figure 95-13. The secondary battery is built similar to a fuel cell stack, because it is made up of many low-voltage cells connected in series to build a high-voltage battery. Hydrogen storage. Purpose and function. One of the issues with fuel cell hybrid vehicles is how to store sufficient hydrogen on board to allow for reasonable vehicle range. Modern drivers have grown accustomed to having a minimum of 300 miles between refueling stops, a goal that is extremely difficult to achieve when fueling the vehicle with hydrogen. Hydrogen has very high energy content on a pound-for-pound basis, but its energy density is less than that of conventional liquid fuels. This is because gaseous hydrogen, even at high pressure, has a very low physical density, mass per unit volume. See Figure 95-14. A number of methods of hydrogen storage are being considered for use in fuel cell hybrid vehicles. These include high-pressure compressed gas, liquefied hydrogen, and solid storage in metal hydrides. Efficient hydrogen storage is one of the technical issues that must be solved in order for fuel cells to be adopted for vehicle applications. Much research is being conducted to solve the issue of onboard hydrogen storage. High-pressure compressed gas. Most current fuel cell hybrid vehicles use compressed hydrogen that is stored in tanks as a high-pressure gas. This approach is the least complex of all the storage possibilities, but also has the least energy density. Multiple small storage tanks are often used rather than one large tank in order to fit them into unused areas of the vehicle. One drawback with this approach is that only cylinders can be used to store gases at the required pressures. This creates a good deal of unused space around the outside of the cylinders and leads to further reductions in hydrogen storage capacity. It is common for a pressure of 5,000 psi or 350 bar to be used. See Figure 95-15. Many newer systems use pressures as high as 10,000 psi, 700 bar, to increase the range of the fuel cell-powered vehicle. The tanks used for compressed hydrogen storage are typically made with an aluminum liner wrapped in several layers of carbon fiber and an external coating of fiberglass. In order to refuel the compressed hydrogen storage tanks, a special high-pressure fitting is installed in place of the filler neck used for conventional vehicles. See Figure 95-16. There is also a special electrical connector that is used to enable communication between the vehicle and the filling station during the refueling process. See Figure 95-17. The filling station utilizes a special coupler to connect to the vehicle high-pressure refueling fitting. The coupler is placed on the vehicle fitting, and a lever on the coupler is rotated to seal and lock it into place. Refer to Figure 95-14. A photo showing the hydrogen storage tanks underneath the Toyota Mirai fuel cell vehicle. This vehicle uses two carbon fiber reinforced fuel tanks. Refer to Figure 95-15. The Toyota fuel cell hybrid vehicle uses high-pressure storage tanks that are rated at 350 bar. This is the equivalent of 5,000 pounds per inch too. Liquid hydrogen. Hydrogen can be liquefied in an effort to increase its energy density, but this requires that it be stored in cryogenic tanks at minus 423 degrees Fahrenheit, or minus 253 degrees Celsius. This increases vehicle range, but impacts overall efficiency, as a great deal of energy is required to liquefy the hydrogen, and a certain amount of the liquid hydrogen boils off while in storage. 1 liter of liquid hydrogen has only 1/4 the energy content of 1 liter of gasoline. See Figures 95-18 and 95-19. Refer to Figure 95-16. The high-pressure fitting used to refuel a fuel cell hybrid vehicle. Refer to Figure 95-17. Note that high-pressure hydrogen storage tanks must be replaced in 2020. Solid storage of hydrogen. One method discovered to store hydrogen in solid form is as a metal hydride, similar to how an NiMH battery works. A demonstration vehicle features a lightweight fiber-wrapped storage tank under the body that stores about 6.6 pounds, 3.3 kilograms, of hydrogen as a metal hydride at low pressure. The vehicle can travel almost 200 miles with this amount of fuel. 1 kilogram of hydrogen is equal to 1 gallon of gasoline. 3 gallons of water generates 1 kilogram of hydrogen. A metal hydride is formed when gaseous hydrogen molecules disassociate into individual hydrogen atoms and bond with the metal atoms in the storage tank. This process uses powdered metallic alloys capable of rapidly absorbing hydrogen to make this occur. Refer to Figure 95-18. The GM Hydrogen 3 has a range of 249 miles when using liquid hydrogen. Refer to Figure 95-19. Refueling a vehicle with liquid hydrogen. Ultracapacitors. Purpose and function. An alternative to storing electrical energy in batteries is to use ultracapacitors. A capacitor is best known as an electrical device that blocks DC, but allows AC to pass. However, a capacitor can also be used to store electrical energy, and it is able to do this without a chemical reaction. Instead, a capacitor stores electrical energy using the principle of electrostatic attraction between positive and negative charges. Parts and operation. Ultracapacitors are built very different from conventional capacitors. Ultracapacitor cells are based on double-layer technology, in which two activated carbon electrodes are immersed in an organic electrolyte. The electrodes have a very large surface area and are separated by a membrane that allows ions to migrate, but prevents the electrodes from touching. See Figure 95-20. Charging and discharging occurs as ions move within the electrolyte, but no chemical reaction takes place. Ultracapacitors can charge and discharge quickly and efficiently, making them especially suited for electric assist applications in fuel cell hybrid vehicles. Ultracapacitors that are used in fuel cell hybrid vehicles are made up of multiple cylindrical cells connected in parallel. See Figure 95-21. Refer to Figure 95-20. The Honda ultracapacitor module and construction of the individual cells. Refer to Figure 95-21. An ultracapacitor can be used in place of a high-voltage battery in a hybrid electric vehicle. This example is from the Honda FCX fuel cell hybrid vehicle. This results in the total capacitance being the sum of the values of each individual cell. For example, 10 1.0 farad capacitors connected in parallel have a total capacitance of 10.0 farads. Greater capacitance means greater electrical storage ability, and this contributes to greater assist for the electric motors in a fuel cell hybrid vehicle. Advantages. Ultracapacitors have excellent cycle life, meaning that they can be fully charged and discharged many times without degrading their performance. They are also able to operate over a wide temperature range and are not affected by low temperatures to the same degree as many battery technologies. Disadvantages. The one major downside of ultracapacitors is a lack of specific energy, which means that they are best suited for sudden bursts of energy, as opposed to prolonged discharge cycles. Research is being conducted to improve this and other aspects of ultracapacitor performance. Fuel cell vehicle transaxles. Purpose and function. Some fuel cell hybrid vehicles use a single electric drive motor and a transaxle to direct power to the vehicle. It is also possible to use wheel motors to drive individual wheels. While this approach adds a significant amount of unsprung weight to the chassis, it allows for greater control of the torque being applied to each individual wheel. See Figure 95-22. Aside from the hydrogen fueling system, fuel cell hybrid vehicles are effectively pure electric vehicles in that their drivetrain is electrically driven. Electric motors work very well for automotive applications because they produce high torque at low RPMs and are able to maintain a consistent power output throughout their entire RPM range. This is in contrast to vehicles powered by internal combustion engines, which produce very little torque at low RPMs and have a narrow range where significant horsepower is produced. Internal combustion engine-powered vehicles require complex transmissions with multiple speed ranges in order to accelerate the vehicle quickly and maximize the efficiency of the ICE. Fuel cell hybrid vehicles use electric drive motors that require only a simple reduction in their final drive and a differential to send power to the drive wheels. No gear shifting is required, and mechanisms, such as torque converters and clutches, are done away with completely. A reverse gear is not required either, as the electric drive motor is simply powered in the opposite direction. The transaxles used in fuel cell hybrid vehicles are extremely simple with few moving parts, making them extremely durable, quiet, and reliable. See Figure 95-23. Refer to Figure 95-22. The General Motors skateboard concept uses a fuel cell propulsion system with wheel motors at all four corners. Refer to Figure 95-23. The electric drive motor and transaxle assembly from a Toyota fuel cell hybrid vehicle. Note the three orange cables, indicating that this motor is powered by high-voltage three-phase alternating current. Fuel cell traction motors. Much of the technology behind the electric drive motors being used in fuel cell vehicles was developed during the early days of the California ZEV mandate. This was a period when battery-powered electric vehicles were being built by the major vehicle manufacturers in an effort to meet a legislated quota in the state of California. The ZEV mandate rules were eventually relaxed to allow other types of vehicles to be substituted for credit, But the technology that had been developed for pure electric vehicles was now put to work in these other vehicle designs. The electric traction motors used in fuel cell hybrid vehicles are very similar to those being used in current hybrid electric vehicles. The typical drive motor is based on an AC synchronous design, which is sometimes referred to as a DC brushless motor. This design is very reliable, as it does not use a commutator or brushes, but instead has a three-phase stator and a permanent magnet rotor. See Figure 95-24. An electronic controller, or inverter, is used to generate the three-phase high voltage AC required by the motor. While the motor itself is very simple, the electronics required to power and control it are complex. Some fuel cell hybrid vehicles use a single electric drive motor and a transaxle to direct power to the vehicle. It is also possible to use wheel motors to drive individual wheels. While this approach adds a significant amount of unsprung weight to the chassis, it allows for greater control of the torque being applied to each individual wheel. Refer to Figure 95-24. Drive motors in fuel cell hybrid vehicles often use stator assemblies similar to ones found in Toyota hybrid electric vehicles. The rotor turns inside the stator and has permanent magnets on its outer circumference. Fuel cell power control units. The drivetrain of a fuel cell hybrid vehicle is controlled by a power control unit, abbreviated PCU, which controls fuel cell output and directs the flow of electricity between the various components. One of the functions of the PCU is to act as an inverter, which changes direct current from the fuel cell stack into three-phase alternating current for use in the vehicle drive motors. See Figure 95-25. Power to and from the secondary battery is directed through the power control unit, which is also responsible for maintaining the state of charge of the battery pack and controlling and directing the output of the fuel cell stack. See Figure 95-26. During regenerative braking, the electric drive motor acts as a generator and converts kinetic, or moving, energy of the vehicle into electricity for recharging the high-voltage battery pack. The PCU must take the three-phase power from the motor, or generator, and convert, or rectify, this into DC voltage to be sent to the battery. DC power from the fuel cell is also processed through the PCU for recharging the battery pack. A DC to DC converter is used in hybrid electric vehicles for converting the high voltage from the secondary battery pack into the 12 volts required for the remainder of the vehicle electrical system. Depending on the vehicle, 42 volts may also be required to operate accessories, such as the electric assist power steering. In fuel cell hybrid vehicles, the DC to DC converter function may be built into the PCU, giving it full responsibility for power distribution. Refer to Figure 95-25. The power control unit on a Honda FCX fuel cell hybrid vehicle is located under the hood. Refer to Figure 95-26. Toyota's fuel cell hybrid vehicle uses a power control unit that directs electrical energy flow between the fuel cell, battery, and drive motor. Hydraulic hybrid storage system. Terminology. Ford Motor Company is experimenting with a system it calls Hydraulic Power Assist, abbreviated HPA. This system converts kinetic energy to hydraulic pressure, and then uses that pressure to help accelerate the vehicle. It is currently being tested on a four-wheel drive Lincoln Navigator with a 4.0-liter V8 engine in place of the standard 5.4-liter engine. Parts and operation. A variable displacement hydraulic pump or motor is mounted on the transfer case and connected to the output shaft that powers the front drive shaft. The HPA system works with or without 4WD engaged. Refer to Figure 95-27. Carbon deposits, such as these, are created by incomplete combustion of a hydrocarbon fuel. A valve block mounted on the pump contains solenoid valves to control the flow of hydraulic fluid. A 14-gallon, high-pressure accumulator is mounted behind the rear axle, with a low-pressure accumulator right behind it to store hydraulic fluid. The master cylinder has a deadband, meaning the first few fractions of an inch of travel do not pressurize the brake system. When the driver depresses the brake pedal, a pedal movement sensor signals the control unit, which then operates solenoid valves to send hydraulic fluid from the low-pressure reservoir to the pump. The pumping action slows the vehicle, similar to engine compression braking, and the fluid is pumped into the high-pressure reservoir. Releasing the brake and pressing on the accelerator signals the control unit to send that high-pressure fluid back to the pump, which then acts as a hydraulic motor and adds torque to the driveline. The system can be used to launch the vehicle from a stop and/or add torque for accelerating from any speed. While the concept is simple, the system itself is very complicated. Additional components include pulse suppressors. filters, and an electric circulator pump for cooling the main pump, or motor. Potential problems with this system include leakage problems with seals and valves, getting air out of the hydraulic fluid system, and noise. In prototype stages, the system demands different driving techniques. Still, this system was built to prove the concept, and the engineers believe that these problems can be solved and that a control system can be developed that will make HPA transparent to the driver. A 23% improvement in fuel economy and improvements in emissions reduction were achieved using a dynamometer set for a 7,000-pound vehicle. While the HPA system could be developed for any type of vehicle with any type of drivetrain, it does add weight and complexity, which adds to the cost. Tech tip: hydrogen fuel equals no carbon. Most fuels contain hydrocarbons or molecules that contain both hydrogen and carbon. During combustion, the first element that is burned is the hydrogen. If combustion is complete, then all of the carbon is converted to carbon dioxide gas and exits the engine and the exhaust. However, if combustion is not complete, carbon monoxide is formed, leaving some unburned carbon to accumulate in the combustion chamber. See Figure 95-27. Refer to Figure 95-28. Both diesel and conventional gasoline engines create exhaust emissions due to high peak temperatures created in the combustion chamber. The lower combustion temperatures during homogeneous charge compression ignition operation result in high efficiency with reduced emissions. HCCI. Terminology. Homogeneous charge compression ignition, abbreviated HCCI, is a combustion process. Homogeneous charge compression ignition is the combustion of a very lean gasoline-air-fuel mixture without the use of a spark ignition. It is a low-temperature, chemically controlled, flameless combustion process. See Figure 95-28. Homogeneous charge compression ignition combustion is difficult to control and extremely sensitive to changes in temperature, pressure, and fuel type. While the challenges of homogeneous charge compression ignition are difficult, the advantages include having a gasoline engine being able to deliver 80% of diesel efficiency, a 20% increase in fuel economy, for 50% of the cost. A diesel engine using homogeneous charge compression ignition can deliver gasoline-like emissions. Spark and injection timing are no longer a factor, as they are in a conventional port fuel injection system. Future of homogeneous charge compression ignition. While much research and development needs to be performed using this combustion process, it has been shown to give excellent performance from idle to mid-load, and from ambient to warm operating temperatures, as well as cold start and run capability. Because the engine operates only in homogeneous charge compression ignition mode at light throttle settings, such as during cruise conditions at highway speeds, engineers need to improve the transition in and out of the homogeneous charge compression ignition mode. Work is also being done on piston and combustion chamber shape to reduce combustion noise and vibration that is created during operation in the homogeneous charge compression ignition operating mode. Ongoing research is focusing on improving fuel economy under real-world operating conditions, as well as controlling costs. Refer to Figure 95-29. A typical wind generator that is used to generate electricity. Advantages: wind power is used to help supplement electric power generation in many parts of the country. Because AC electricity cannot be stored, this energy source is best used to reduce the use of natural gas and coal to help reduce CO2 emissions. Wind power is most economical if the windmills are located where the wind blows consistently above 8 miles per hour, or 13 kilometers per hour. Locations include the eastern slope of mountain ranges, such as the Rocky Mountains, or on high ground in many states. Disadvantages: often, wind power is used as supplemental power in the evenings when it is most needed, and is allowed to stop rotating in daylight hours when the power is not needed. Windmills are usually grouped together to form wind farms, where the product is electrical energy. Energy from wind farms can be used to charge plug-in hybrid vehicles, as well as for domestic lighting and power needs. See Figure 95-29. Refer to Figure 95-30. The Hoover Dam in Nevada and Arizona is used to create electricity for use in the southwest United States. Hydroelectric power. Hydroelectric power is limited to locations where there are dammed rivers and hydroelectric plants. However, electricity can be, and is, transmitted long distances, so that electricity generated at the Hoover Dam can be used in California and other remote locations. Electrical power from hydroelectric sources can be used to charge plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, thereby reducing emissions that are normally created by burning coal or natural gas to create electricity. However, Hydroelectric plants are limited as to the amount of power they can produce, and constructing new plants is extremely expensive. See Figure 95-30. Review questions. Question 1. How does a fuel cell work? Question 2. What are the advantages and disadvantages of fuel cells? Question 3. What are the uses of the various types of fuel cells? Question 4. How does an ultracapacitor work? Question 5. What are the advantages and disadvantages of using hydrogen? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. A fuel cell produces electricity from what and what? A. Gasoline and oxygen. B. Nitrogen and hydrogen. C. Hydrogen and oxygen. D. Water and oxygen. Question 2. What are the byproducts, or emissions, from a fuel cell? A. Water. B. CO. C. CO2. D. Non-methane hydrocarbon. Question 3. Which type of fuel cell is the most likely to be used to power vehicles? A. PAFC. B. MCFC. C. PEM. D. SOFC. Question 4. Which liquid fuel could be used to directly power a fuel cell? A. Methanol. B. Biodiesel. C. Ethanol. D. Unleaded gasoline. Question 5. Which is not a function of an ultracapacitor? A. Can pass AC. B. Can be charged with DC. C. Discharges DC. D. Can pass DC. Question 6. The experimental hydraulic storage system is used to assist in the what of full-size vehicles? A. Acceleration. B. Braking. C. Both A and B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 7. Hydrogen storage tanks are usually constructed from? A. Steel. B. Aluminum. C. Carbon fiber. D. Both B and C. Question 8. HCCI is a process that eliminates what parts or components in? A. Gasoline engine. A. Fuel tank. B. Battery. C. Fuel injectors. D. Ignition system. Question 9. Which energy sources is, or are, currently being used to help reduce the use of fossil fuels? A. Hydrogen. B. Wind power. C. Hydroelectric power. D. Both B and C. Question 10. What does H70 and T40 mean when describing a hydrogen filling station? A. The type of hydrogen. B. The temperature and pressure rating. C. The size of the storage tank. D. The estimated time needed to fill the tank. End of chapter 95.